Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Moors, to Moors Talk Live 100. I'm your host, Tahaka Amana L. Bay, and today's topic is dealing with your bill collectors. And what we want to do is we want to show you how to deal with that when you are paying your bills by the telephone. And they have a thing going on there where they are maintaining the enslavement, and we want to show you how to deal with that. First of all, before we get started, let me extend congratulations to my brother Abdul in Portland, Oregon, for the acquisition of his archives. And brother, your materials, the remaining materials will be to you Monday. And I just want to say congratulations for you getting your archives. Also, my brother out in Seattle, Washington, I want to say congratulations to you also, Brother James L., and so may peace to you. For those of you who need to get a hold of me, if you are interested in getting your own personal library with your culture and your history, and it's very, very important information, one of the most comprehensive archives or libraries ever been put together for people that have been classified as Negro, Blacks, and Color, they're called such. You get that by contacting me, and you can reach me at area code 904-303-9061. Please, when you do that, use that number. Contact me after 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can just send me an email at tahaka99@yahoo.com. That's tahaka99@yahoo.com. Okay, without further ado, let's go ahead on and get into this thing. First of all, when you call to pay a bill, the first thing to do, especially if you owe some money, the first thing they are going to do is to remind you of something that they are trying to lead you to believe that you owe a debt, which you don't, because the United States of America gold seizure has already occurred. The House Joint Resolution is already in place. But they got you to get you to agree to be enslaved, and so that they can continue to maintain the enslavement process. So the first thing they'll do is they'll say, well, first of all, this is a an attempt to collect a debt. Okay, so that is the first lie that you're being told, because we're dealing with what's called fiat currency in the United States of America. There's absolutely no real money backing up the currency, and so therefore that is a lie. The second thing they would do is to get your participation in the operation. They're going to ask you, can you verify your name, so and so forth. And you usually, nine times out of ten, if you have not proclaimed your nationality, you are not a Moor, you don't have a Moorish name, you're going to give them the fictitious construct which was given you through the enslavement process at birth. And once you give them that, the second thing they're going to ask you for is can you verify your Social Security number? Okay, this further makes you a part of being a 14th Amendment citizen. Now, once they have all this information from you, usually beforehand, they remind you that all of this is being recorded. So what they're trying to do here and what they are doing is getting you to agree to be someone that you're not and getting you to be something that you're not. And they're lying to you at the same time about you owe them some money, which there is no money. There is only fiat currency, which is paper, and there is no gold backing it up, which is real money. Now, and plus you have the right to use your signature to settle all debts according to House Joint Resolution 192, but a lot of us don't know that. But this is just another way that they go about the enslavement process. Now, how we handle that as Moors, if we are going to extend some fiat currency to them, or we're going to pay a bill, what we do is we make sure that their records, the record that they are recording, record the fact that we are Aboriginal and Indigenous people, non-obligated to taxation, whatever you, on their record, and not as a 14th Amendment citizen or a corporate entity. And what I mean by that is you give them your sovereign name, you have already sent them your proclamation of identity and all your documents to them, but at the same time you want to always remind them over and over when dealing with them by the telephone that you are not the 14th Amendment. There is no Social Security number to give you because that's not attached to us. Let us give you our post office box because addresses are not attached to sovereigns. So make sure that you all have that on your record, and any correspondence that you have with me through the mail in the future will have to go to that post office box. Now, if you're dealing with a mortgage company, the same thing applies. If you're dealing with a car dealership, the same thing applies. You want to make sure that if they're recording something, they're going to record the fact that you are not in agreement with their slavery system and that you are an Aboriginal and Indigenous person and you are a free person. Once again, what we're dealing with here is we're dealing with handling your bill collectors, and we have to constantly do what we have to do from our end to make sure that we avoid the traps of slavery that they're constantly trying to put us in. When you open up a bank account, they go through the same thing. We're going to need your Social Security number. If you got a driver's license, we're going to need that. Anything that constantly and continuously puts you under the system of enslavement that is in place inside the United States Corporation by making you agree to be a corporation, which is synonymous with being a 14th Amendment citizen inside the United States. So we have to constantly be vigilant in dealing with this stuff, and I would like to also extend to you, those of you who are listening to this broadcast, if you would send me your friend request on Facebook. I have a Facebook page, and on my wall we provide you with a great deal of information that you can go there and you can study and listen to the videos, look at the videos that are posted there. And all you have to do in order to do that is just go to Facebook and just type in Tahaka Amana L. Bay. That's Tahaka Amana Amana, and then, of course, L-E-L, and then Bay, B-E-Y. And send me that that Facebook friend request, and I will go ahead and grant that to you, and that way you are able to get in there and go to my wall and look at the information that is posted there for you. There's a great deal of very, very important information, a lot of stuff that people don't know, and we want to make sure you have that there. Now, once again, for those of you who are just tuning in, I would like to add that Today's topic is handling your bill collectors, and there's a great deal of information available to you. For those of you who are trying to learn how to do this thing and how to go about proclaiming your nationality as an Aboriginal Indigenous person, we have created one of the most comprehensive libraries in the Western Hemisphere, probably in the United States. It is labeled as Tahaka's Archives, and you access that by contacting me at area code 904-303-9061. And please contact me after 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can also send me an email at tahaka99@yahoo.com, tahaka99@yahoo.com. Now, let's go on and deal with some more of this in dealing with your bill collectors. And what you want to do is you want to make sure, once again, and we covered this in the last broadcast, that prior to dealing with them over the telephone, make sure that they have all of the information on you as an Aboriginal and Indigenous person sent to them through the mail. You want to make sure that you send that priority mail so they can sign for that, and they'll have that in their records so they won't have an excuse. And when you send this, before you send this information to these creditors, make sure that you have copies of this information and placed in a file so that in the event that anything goes wrong, you have evidence that you have made many attempts to free yourself from slavery. And by doing this, you are able to put this information in the hands of a grand jury, and which they can be charged with practicing slavery through the mail if they send you anything else with the fictitious entity and all capital letters and all of this stuff. You'll have the evidence that they have doing that, have done that, and then you can file the proper lawsuits against them. And so let us continue, and we're going to deal with some other things. There's one other thing that I'm going to go over with you, and here involving dealing with the your zip codes and all of this kind of stuff. You have to understand also that, and I've already said this once, sovereigns are not attached to addresses. If you're sovereign, you're going to need a post office box. In other words, you're not attached to a physical address. I mean, you're living in your home and all of this stuff here, but when you deal with them, you want to deal with another means of contacting you away from the address situation that they place on all bills and stuff. And keep in mind that this address and stuff that's placed there is also in all capital letters. You follow me? Okay, now, to use a zip code, it is voluntarily. And you have to see Domestic Mail Services Regulation Section 122.32. You should also know that the Postal Service cannot discriminate against the non-use of a zip code, okay? And might want to type in Postal Reorganization Act of Section 403, Public Law 91-375. The federal government utilizes the zip code to prove that you reside in a federal district of the District of Columbia. This is why the Internal Revenue Service and other government agencies, state and federal, requires a zip code when they assert jurisdiction by sending you a letter. They claim that this speeds the mail, but this is a sly and subtle trick. It is also prima facie evidence that you are a subject of Congress and a citizen of the District of Columbia who is resident in one of the several states. So we want to study this information, and what I'm presenting to you right now is coming directly from Tahaka's Archives, and this information is available to you there. And I just wanted to put that out there so you can be cognizant of that when you are mailing letters and sending stuff of this nature. You want to arrange things so as to not be or come under any jurisdiction. It goes on to say here, the receipt of a mail with a zip code is one of the requirements of the Internal Revenue Service to have jurisdiction to send you notices. The government cannot bill a citizen of Illinois because he is not within the purview of the municipal laws of the District of Columbia. In fact, the Internal Revenue Service has adopted the zip code areas as Internal Revenue Districts. See the Federal Register, Volume 51, November the 53rd, and Wednesday, March 19th, 1986. You must remember that the Postal Service is a private corporation, a quasi-government agency. It is no longer a full government agency. It is like the Federal Reserve System, the Internal Revenue Service, and the United States Marshal Service. They are all outside the restrictions of the federal constitution as private corporations. They are all powerful in their respective. So we want to keep that in mind when we are dealing with these particular agencies. It's very important for us to gain a complete and total understanding when we are dealing with these people, when we are dealing with your bill collectors, when we are dealing with the Postal Service, when we are dealing with the Internal Revenue Service, and so on and so forth. And that is all that I'm going to put that out. I thought that was very, very important for us to know and to get that out of there, because I don't think a lot of people understand that particular situation. Now, let's continue on with your bill collectors. And when you're dealing with these people, is to your advantage to make sure that everything that you are doing, you keep a record of it. If you have, we'll say, a car dealership that you're dealing with, you purchased a car, you've been making payments on that car for the past 4 or 5 months, and then you decide, okay, I'm going to go ahead on and use the accepted for value process. I'm going to set off this debt and sign off on this vehicle, okay? So make sure that when you do these things, if you're sending them anything, if you're communicating them on the phone, make sure that your record on the phone, that their records reflect your objection to slavery, being a 14th Amendment citizen, and make sure that you send a copy to them if you're dealing with them through the mail. And make sure you keep a copy of every transaction, every letter. If they send you a letter, make a copy of the letter. When you respond to the letter that they have sent you, add the copy of the letter that they have sent you to your copy of your response, and make sure that you have a copy of that as well, and it goes in their file. You want to make sure that you keep a continuous building of a file when dealing with these people, because we are dealing with the criminal element inside the United States Corporation, and we want to make sure that we stay on top of this thing and we have some evidence, because you must remember when you are having a debate, if you have a discrepancy, if there is no evidence, there is no argument. And so, therefore, we want to make sure that we prepare our arguments way in advance, long before anything goes wrong, so that we'll be able to make sure that everything that you are recording and copying, make sure that not only the date, month, and year is recorded there, go ahead and put the time of day on there as well. So that will show your the initiative you took to detail about the situation. So I just wanted to add that in there for you, and so you will know what to do when dealing with your creditors. They are acting in the capacity as if they, if the United States has real money, if the paper currency, which is fiat currency, is actually real money. And the only way that it can be used as real money and exchanged as real money is when both parties agree that it is a medium of exchange. When one party is no longer agreeing that this particular instrument that we are using called money is a legal tender for the debt, then therefore it is no more, has no more value, which it currently doesn't have any value because there is no gold backing it up. But I just wanted you to understand the facade behind the game that is going on and being played inside the country of the United States, a corporation calling itself the United States. Once again, we're dealing with the bill collectors. You are listening to Haka Amana El Bay, and this is Moorish Talk Live 100. We're broadcasting to you from George, Jacksonville, Florida. We are offering one of the most comprehensive archives, which is your own personal library. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of articles available to you in those archives, and we're covering every subject under the sun: your nationality, your culture, your history. We are also dealing with, our story as well as his story. We are also dealing with a tremendous amount of information on the so-called Egyptians. There's information in there on the brain, the body, the pharmaceutical industry, natural cues and holistic healing, natural spiritualism, the origin, the true origins and stuff of Christianity and religion. We have everything that you need to know under the heading of your sovereignty, your nationality, your indigenousness, all your playwrights, poets, and authors of some of the most prominent books and prominent authors. And authors of these books are listed there for your investigation and study. All of our black leaders of the past are listed there. You can study their histories and their stories. And all of this information is available to you in Tahaka's archives. And you can contact me to acquire this library so that you can use it in your home on a regular basis. And we constantly add information to it. Just like a real library, it is a real library, on a regular basis. You are able to access that by contacting me at area code 904-303-9061 after 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can contact me and gain access to that by simply emailing me at Haka99@yahoo.com. You can also type the name Tahaka Amana El Bay into your browser, and once you do that, the other listings of where we are dispensing knowledge and information will come up. We are on the Black Planet. We are on the Drop Squad. We are also on the Conscious African Mind. We also have a site. We're on Twitter. We're on Dig. We're on Facebook. We're on MySpace and other things as well. And we also have a blog post where we've actually taken articles out of the archives and posted them on ancient Africans in Asia. And you can get a hold of that link by simply sending me a friend request through Facebook. And, of course, we will grant your request, and you can go straight there and read those articles that are posted there as well. We're going to the clock is winding down, but we're going to say a few more things here about dealing with your creditors. It's very, very important that they understand your position. And you will discover that if you are adamant in your position when dealing with them, they will be forced to accept and acknowledge the fact that they do have your documentations on file there. You have done your homework graciously. We are going to have to acknowledge the fact that we do have this information. You have proclaimed your nationality verbally to us over the telephone, and it is recorded. And if need be, and if push come to shove and there's a problem, you can have those phone records sequestered and brought into a courtroom as evidence that you have made every effort to make the your creditors aware of your identity, your nationality, your position in dealing with them as a free and aboriginal indigenous person and not a 14th Amendment citizen or the citizen who's in agreement as being a corporate entity inside the United States of America, which is a corporation. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's move on to the next point. Also, along with making your copies and placing it in your file, I would like to add that it is very, very important for you to make copies of your freedom documents and have several copies of these documents in your location or in various locations. So in the event that something goes on, if your documents are destroyed or something, you will have a backup, a copy of the information. So it is very, very important for you to make several copies of this information to keep on hand in the event of some type of natural disaster, if something someone steals it, or something. You want to make sure that you have that information backed up because that is extremely important. Well, ladies and gentlemen, until next week, I've been your host, Tahaka Armana L. Bay, and you have been listening to Moorish Talk Live 100. And today's topic was handling your bill collections. So until next time, I would have to say good morning.
My business.